Hello, and welcome to the Mind Fitness Mentor Podcast. I'm your host, Ursh, and my role as your mentor is to help fuel, feed, and grow your brain to enable you to live your best life. That's right, I want to help you create your life by design. As the owner of New Zealand's longest running women's gym and health and wellness coach for over 22 years, I've had the privilege of helping thousands of women transform their bodies. And what I've learnt is the key to all success starts with transforming your thinking. My mission for this podcast is to enlighten and brighten your day. Hey, 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 here we are, episode number 5. I want to start by saying a huge thank you to everybody that has reached out to me last week regarding our episode on sleep. I really love the fact that you've taken so much value from the last podcast and that you've already started to see the positive effects by using the simple tools that we discussed in the last episode. And a huge hug to the 4 people that reached out to me that listened to my podcast for the first time ever and sent me words of thank you and gratitude. I feel blessed. Today's episode is dedicated to my 2020 group, who provided consistency and accountability for me at a time that I really needed it. You know who you are, so I'm sending you big, massive hugs from New Zealand and a huge thank you from my heart. So in today's episode, we're going to explore the world of journaling and help you figure out if journaling is for you or if it's for the woo-woo. In episode 2, I shared how journaling was one of the 5 strategies that I used to help me get through the past 12 months. Today, we are going to explore 5 benefits of journaling and 3 tips that will get you started. Full transparency. I've always been one of those people that have always had a journal. Even at primary school, I'm sure I kept a journal. Maybe it was a scrapbook then, but I'm calling it a journal. I've always had a practice of journaling. I just wasn't as consistent as I wanted to be. And 12 months ago, I joined into a morning journaling practice as I felt it was crucial to connect with a group of like-minded people who would provide the accountability I needed to get through what was a really challenging time for me. If I hadn't joined this daily practice and had the opportunity to journal, then I have no doubt I would have been stuck with the same thoughts going around and around in my head, which at the time were toxic and detrimental to my mental well-being. Because by journaling, I was able to process my thoughts and change my perspective. It made me start each day with a clear goal, clear outcome, and it enabled me to reframe my negative mindset at the time. This meant that I went from being in a victim mentality to someone who was able to take ownership of my own life and gave me confirmation of what you think about, you bring about. The beauty of this is that it made me feel like I had control and that I was more empowered, and it actually gave me hope. It really frightens me to think that if I hadn't had my 20 group each day, I wouldn't have been able to function at the level I was and would have continued living in a dark and fearful mindset, filled with uncertainty, frustration, and in my case, a lot of anger. This is an unresourceful strategy that drains your energy, decreases your immune system, and leaves you mentally and physically exhausted, none of which would have helped with my recovery. I'm curious, have you ever found yourself dealing with a roadblock, dealing with an obstacle, or dealing with some past trauma, perhaps an illness or a tragedy, that is your head spinning and it keeps going over and over the same situation and you're making no progress? If so, then I want you to know that that's really normal and there is a way out. I want to share with you a quote that you will hear me say time and time again. What you think about, you bring about. So I'm going to say that again, a little bit slower. What you think about, you bring about. And basically, what that means to me is whatever you fuel your brain with, your brain will go out of its way to find more of that. So for me, it's vital that I fill my brain with the right type of thinking, which creates the right type of action, which results in the right outcome. I wonder if you can relate. So let's have a chat about some of the benefits and help you decide if journaling is something that you would like to try or if it's just for the woo-woo. So benefit number 1, did you know that it can actually reduce depression and anxiety. Numerous studies have shown that journaling can reduce overall levels of depression. They have discovered that journaling can be as effective as cognitive behavioral therapy when it comes to reducing the risk of depression. It can also reduce the frequency of intrusive, depressive thoughts and reduce overall levels of depression. Journaling has also been shown to reduce symptoms of anxiety, and it can reduce anxiety in women who suffer from multiple sclerosis. Another study found that journaling could help students effectively manage stress and anxiety, as well as improve overall classroom engagement. Like, that's a win-win, teachers. Social psychologist and researcher James Pentebaker puts it this way. Emotional upheavals touch every part of our lives. You don't just lose a job. You don't just get divorced. These things affect all aspects of who we are, our financial situation, our relationships with others, our views of ourselves. Writing helps us focus and organize the experience. Instead of simply letting negative thoughts run rampant in our mind, journaling allows you to engage with your thoughts and determine whether they are true or false. Have you ever been so overwhelmed with emotion that it bubbled up from deep inside and completely overcame you? Has anger ever welled up inside you so intensely that your face flushed, your muscles hurt, and your skin was on fire? I certainly know I have, and I can totally relate to holding in anger and holding in sadness, especially when I was struggling with anxiety and depression. So let's look at benefit number two. Journaling can actually help boost your immune function. Wow, how fantastic is that? This may come as a surprise, but journaling has also been proven to improve overall immune function and decrease your risk of illness. As researchers Karen Bakey and Kay Wellham report, those who journaled for 20 minutes, 3 to 5 times a week, found they had fewer stress-related visits to the doctor. They improved their immune system function. They reduced their blood pressure. They improved lung function. And the beautiful one for me was it improved liver function. So how can the simple act of journaling improve your health? So journaling allows a person to develop what's called a coherent narrative of their life. What this means is it helps you to take the events that you're experiencing currently and put them into perspective. This in turn enables a person to think more positively about their life and create a holistic picture of themselves in relation to the rest of the world. It follows that a person with a positive, holistic view of themselves is less prone to things like depression and anxiety, both of which can cause a variety of physical health problems. So have you ever noticed that when you're stressed, your immune system goes down and maybe you become a little bit sick? Or another example is when you go on holiday and you've been working and working and working, and eventually you get on the plane or you hop in the car, and wouldn't you know it, you got sick. So that's an example of how your immune system can be affected by your stress levels. So let's look at benefit number three. Journaling helps cultivate gratitude, and you know this is my favorite. In addition to helping overcome depression and anxiety, as well as improving overall physical health, journaling has also been shown to promote gratitude. Why, you ask, is gratitude so important? Numerous studies have shown that gratitude has specific health benefits. Gratitude is directly tied to things like increased exercise and improved quality of sleep, both of which promote long-term well-being. It has been shown to significantly increase optimism, which indirectly affects both your happiness and your health. Gratitude is tied to reduced levels of depression, making progress towards goals, and making a person more sociable and friendly. It's a win-win. When it comes to living a healthier, happier life, gratitude can make all the difference. Journaling allows you to reflect on the good things in your life, which in turn enables you to be more grateful. When you don't journal, it's easy to forget about the good things happening in your life and slide into depression or anxiety. So I'm curious, have you ever heard this saying? And if you haven't, write it down. What you appreciate, appreciates. Now think about that for a moment. What you appreciate, appreciates. So basically, the more grateful you are, the happier your life will be, the better your life will be. And let's move on to benefit number four. Journaling can help with recovery from trauma. It has also been shown that journaling can help a person recover more quickly from traumatic events. Writing things down allows you to process what has occurred and see the good side of life, even when things are difficult. Journaling also allows you to directly confront the things you've experienced instead of avoiding them and not taking time to process them. If you've experienced the death of a loved one, going through a divorce or a separation, or experience a health condition, as I did with my liver, journaling can enable you to effectively grieve in a manner that's both healthy and healing. So as you journal, you can take the necessary time to reflect, process, and begin to move forward. Have you been through a significant event where you were not able to process your emotions properly? Maybe time was not on your side. Maybe the responsibilities that you had were not on your side. And maybe you've never learned how to properly process your emotions. And if that's you, then I totally get it, because I was you. You see, for years, I suppressed my emotions, which I believe contributed to my health conditions. It made me sick, it made me unwell, and it forced me to stop, which meant for me, I had no choice but to face my emotions, to deal with my emotions. And by journaling on a regular basis, it gave me the opportunity to work through my emotions so that I was able to process my emotions properly. And that's left me feeling a little bit more in control. And when I think about it, I'm way less reactive and way more proactive, which has had a significant impact on my health, on my relationships. And I have to say, that's left me feeling more empowered, more confident, and actually, I'm way happier. So moving on to benefit number five, keeping a journal can improve memory function. It shouldn't come as any surprise that journaling can also improve overall memory function. So if anyone who is perimenopausal, menopausal, has autoimmune or gut health issues, and also those that are on medication, that is messing with your thinking and your memory. Not to mention the thyroid, those with thyroid issues, those that lack sleep, lack of B12, maybe you're pregnant, and the list goes on and on and on. When you journal, you're both recording and processing the events of a particular time period. And as you do this, you are remembering and reflecting upon the details of the events, which then help you retain those memories for a significantly longer amount of time. Journaling also allows you to analyze past events for patterns. As you look at your journal over time, you may begin to see particular patterns emerge, whether in your own behavior or in the behavior of others. Once you spot these patterns, you can respond appropriately. Have you noticed yourself using negative self-talk? Maybe you look in the mirror and you say things to yourself like, wow, I look old. My stomach's too big. My legs are covered in cellulite. My arms are floppy. Or maybe you say things about your personality. Things like, nobody likes me. I always say the wrong thing. I'm not a good speller. I'm useless at being a boss. I'm useless at being a mum. All of these are examples of language patterns. And the more we use these language patterns, the more we create neural pathways in our brain. And so our brain has to work really hard to change or to shift those patterns. So journaling allows you to identify these patterns and then create change around those patterns so that you can start thinking and writing about things that you want to become, as opposed to being stuck in the same old, same old. I don't know if you know this, but we are our own worst critic. The things we actually say to ourselves, we would never say to somebody else. In fact, we wouldn't even say them to our worst enemy. So by identifying negative patterns, we are able to look at memories now from a different perspective. And by journaling on a regular basis, we're also able to improve our memory function. I don't know if you're like me, and maybe you are. Maybe you focus on the things that you did wrong and the bad memories. And now by changing your patterns, you can have happy memories and you get to stay focused on the things that truly light you up. So let's look at the three tips to journaling. Number one, let's keep it real simple, sexy. And number two, we need to do it frequently. And number three, write for quantity, not quality. So let's start with step one, keep it simple, sexy. So why is it important? As humans, we are a curious bunch. We make things needlessly complicated. So if you feel yourself getting stuck in whether or not you're doing the right thing, what kind of journal to use, when you should write, or if the color of your pen will affect the outcome, I need you to take a breath and get back to basics. Journaling at its core is simple. You get some paper and a pen, you write a few pages about what's going on, you do it again tomorrow and the next day. Basically, all you're focused on is putting words on a page. It's really that simple. Step number two, do it frequently. And why does that matter? Daily journaling provides the most benefits and the best results. If you only write when you need to, you will forever be in a crisis management. Your journal will be filled with dire consequences and high stakes, and you'll continue to live in a reactionary mode. Remember, I told you earlier on, I'm way more proactive and less reactive. It's a game changer. So the beauty of frequent journaling is that it helps you grow as a person. It helps you recognize patterns in your life, and it helps you gain perspective and control over your environment. I want to share with you a quote, progress over perfection. What does that mean specifically? Well, what it means to me is if you can't make time for journaling every day, just do it as often as you can. A couple of times a week is better than not at all. And if you miss some time, just get back to it without beating yourself up. I've just finished a coaching call with my Ultimate You group, and one of the ladies in the group said I only managed to do it 3 times last week. And I was like, only managed to do it 3 times? That's like 300% better than the week before. So when you put it in perspective, progress is always better than perfection. So what I do is I make sure, number one, is I schedule it into my diary and I allow a minimum of 30 minutes. Now, if you're new to journaling, 30 minutes may seem like a really long time. Remember step one, keep it simple, sexy. So start with 5 minutes, start with 10 minutes. You need to keep this simple. You need to think about how often you can do it, what's going to fit into your schedule, and make sure that it's sustainable. Now let's look at number three, write for quantity, not quality. So let's chat about why it matters. Writing quickly for a set period of time is also a way to keep your inner critic at bay and to banish any negative voices telling you what you're doing is stupid or that you can't write. Just get the words down and don't worry about how good they are. Don't get caught up in how good the journaling is. Nobody cares. Just get it done. Let's be honest. You're not writing a New York bestseller yet. We know that's in you though. We do know that's in you. We all start somewhere. Just think of it like a brain dump. Think of it like organizing your brain on a piece of paper, getting all of the thoughts out of your brain and onto a piece of paper. Now, I just want to share with you, when I started journaling, it was probably about 20 years ago, and I've been doing it on and off for the past 20 years. I was the person that had to have it perfect. I was the person that was all about quality. I had to have the right pen. I had to have the right paper. I had to ask the right questions. And in the last 12 months, I've just learned that it's about quantity, not quality. So I challenge myself now. When I ask myself a question, I give myself a minimum of 3 minutes to journal about that specific question. And what's interesting to me is the answers that come out on the paper. I start tapping into my unconscious mind, and things that are in my brain I never even knew were there. And the longer I write, the more powerful my insights tend to be. It's remarkable. As they say, another one of my favorite quotes is, everything you need is within you now. And rightly so when it comes to journaling. As they say, we have all the answers. We just need to find a way to tap into it. And journaling for me and journaling for you will help you. So let's just recap those three simple steps. The first one is, number one, keep it simple, sexy. Number two, do it frequently. And number three, write for quantity, not quality. So if you aren't yet, I hope this encourages you to start journaling. And if you do, then you will reduce your stress, you'll have more clarity, be physically and mentally healthier. It will help your immune system, it'll boost your brain function, and it'll make you more grateful for all you have in life. Because with journaling, you are able to process the events you experience, which leads to a healthier and more holistic view of yourself. It empowers you to work through trauma, bringing healing to past wounds and insights into the way forward. It improves your memory of events and enhances your ability to see patterns in your life, which means you are bringing in more possibilities, more focus, more discipline, and more clarity. It keeps you more centered and more grounded, and you start living your life by design rather than by default, which leaves you feeling empowered, courageous, and fulfilled. So what are you waiting for? Get that pen, grab that piece of paper, and let's look at our journaling questions for this week. Knowing that the brain loves repetition, I'm going to give you a 5-day challenge. I want you to challenge yourself with the same questions that we asked last week. These have been my favorite morning questions for the last 2 years. The first question is, how will I grow today? The second question is, what will I give today? And the third question is, and who will I celebrate today? So my recommendation is to allow yourself between 3 to 6 minutes for each question. And trust me, when you start asking yourself better questions, you'll get better answers. You'll have better actions, you will have better emotions, and you will have a better outcome. Oh, and if you're like me, and you like to control everything, you might be one of those people that like to think before you write. I get it. This is going to be your challenge. Set your timer, 3 minutes per question, pen to paper, no stopping. No stopping. I'm going to say it again. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep writing until the time's up. And feel free to steal my quote. Perfection is not my standard. Showing up is, and practice is. Ready is a lie. So if you're one of those people that have never ever journaled before, or you need some prompts, then you might want to tune in this Friday, where I'll be doing a bonus podcast session. This may help you because having a little bit of structure around your journaling would be useful. Having accountability would also be useful. And this will make it heaps easier because now you have a template, which means you're actually not worried about the question and you can just start the practice of journaling. And the more you do it, the more confident you'll feel. So you can use the template every day for the next 5 days. So stay tuned for Friday because we're having a bonus session. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with a friend or share it on the socials, and don't forget to tag me on hashtag MFM, Mind Fitness Mentor. And if nobody's told you today, remember, you are loved, you matter, and you are more than enough. Remember, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I can't wait to see you then.